This goes to Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M, like Mary. Fax 989-463-1713. And Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, like November. Fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Robert, middle initial L, like Larry Smith, S-M-I-T-H, date of birth May 5th of 1935. Dear doctors, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Smith with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, COPD, congestive heart failure, and hypertension. His last visit was March 29th of this year. He did have a COVID-19 infection a few months ago, and he had a fever, diarrhea, and he received Paxlovid, P-A-X-L-O-V-I-D, and felt better within 4 days and feels completely recovered now. He had been fully vaccinated prior to developing COVID-19 infection also. He states that he does take Bumex, 2 milligram one day, alternating with 4 milligram every other day, and that's working very well to keep his weight stable. There's been just a 2-pound increase in weight over the last 6 months. No current nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion. This is chronic and stable. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's anticoagulated with Coumadin. I also want to highlight, besides the Bumex, he's on spironolactone 25 milligram daily and potassium 20 mil equivalent, one at noon and two at bedtime. Physical exam, weight is 219 pounds, temp 96.8, pulse 72, oxygen saturation 94% on room air, and blood pressure is 120 over 67. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 22nd of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.5, estimated GFR is 45, calcium 9.5, albumin 4.5, sodium 136, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 27, hemoglobin 11.7 with normal white count, normal platelets. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.2. Assessment and plan, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of illness, congestive heart failure without exacerbation, and COPD also stable, and hypertension currently at goal. Labs will be checked every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Puente, MD.